Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Hollis Calhoun is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She is a new friend, a new member of our Brain Trust. Hollis spent 20 years or so with working in the financial industry, primarily on Wall Street, had a number of different jobs, and she was one of the first female partners on Wall Street. And she decided to leave that area and go out onto Main Street, and she's been doing that ever since, helping the people on Main Street and looking after her family as well. And for the last several years, she's dedicated herself to helping women empower themselves financially. And she and Antoinette Babette have written a book called Women Empowering Themselves, A Financial Survival Guide. Hollis Calhoun, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Congratulations on your book, and be sure to give my congratulations to Antoinette. Okay. I actually, I've been around a while. I've got a lot of gray hair I didn't inherit, Hollis. I earned all of them. And so I've logged a few decades on this planet, and I remember a time when mothers that I knew, somehow over the years, I discovered that the mothers in that family that I knew nothing about the finances of the family. The husband made the money. This is Ozzie and Harriet days, right? The husband made the money and he kept the checkbook, he paid the bills, and basically when Ozzie died, Harriet did not know what in the world was going on. Now that was then. It would amaze me for you to tell me that kind of stuff still goes on.
It really does. It is surprising, even though women have had a revolution in the workplace, have been able to get more economic freedom. It crosses all professional and economic and regional areas. Even if you're a savvy business owner or you are intelligent, it doesn't necessarily mean as a woman that you are financially educated and in charge of your own money. And at the credit counseling agency, I counseled thousands of clients that went across the nation, and well over 50% of the clients calling were women who, for some reason, whether it be separation, divorce, or death of a spouse, were in deep financial trouble because, number one, they had no idea what was going on in their marital finances or household finances. And number two, once they were alone, they had no clue what to do with their money.
Mm-hmm. See, now I guess the thing that amazes me with as many divorces as we've had and as many women who are in the marketplace making their own money, opening their own checking accounts, having their own credit cards, it still amazes me that they're that this is happening. Why do you think that's the case? What is it? What do you think is causing would cause women to not seize the day, so to speak, seize the environment that we have right now and be a little more forceful about these things?
Well, I think it starts back in the school system. Just in general, there hasn't been a real mandate for students to take financial education classes.
Men or women.
Male and female.
Right, exactly. I agree.
And then when you get into adulthood and you start getting into a career, a lot of young career people, they don't focus on financial planning for themselves, on doing a budget, on starting out a savings plan. Normally speaking, they're living in the moment. They're trying to get that paycheck coming in, but that doesn't necessarily mean they have a plan for what to do with their money or how they're spending their money. And then if you get into a relationship with a man or a partner, generally speaking, it's been the case, and it still pretty much is the case, that if you don't have a discussion in the beginning about finances, and quite frankly, most couples, they'll talk about their feelings on religion, their feelings on starting a family, their feelings on what kind of wedding they want to have, but they don't sit down and say, well, what do you feel about budgeting, planning ahead with your finances, and by the way, what's your credit score? They don't say anything like that. So when you start getting more into the relationship, if you don't have that discussion in the beginning, a woman can have a successful career for a few years, and then they decide, well, let's start a family. So she more often stops working or works on a part-time basis.
Minimizes her income, right?
Yeah, she's given up her primary wage-earning years, not only for getting that income, but also for starting savings for retirement.
And see, I see some of the, I understand some of those dynamics, but there really isn't any excuse for not staying involved in the, and I shouldn't say it that way, I don't mean it, you know what I'm saying there, you really should continue to be involved, even if your earnings have diminished because you're looking at doing more of the caregiving, you're having the babies, that kind of thing. You really should stay involved in the finances of the family.
You should stay involved, but at that point, if you haven't been directly involved the whole time, then it becomes a psychological issue, an emotional issue, because the man, more often than not, becomes the major breadwinner. And with that, he kind of takes over control of the money management.
And guys are like that, aren't we? We're just sort of like that. So what should women do about that? How do they prevent themselves from getting out of contact with their finances?
They have to realize that money is a significantly important part of their lives from the get-go. From the beginning of being an adult, women need to realize for their own financial survival.
Not just for the family. They need to say, I've got a stake in this, not just for my family, but for myself individually.
Yes, and they have to realize that it's not just bringing in the paycheck that determines a woman's financial worth. If she's taking care of the kids, the household, doing the cleaning, the transportation, taking care of the parents, those all are tasks that have real monetary value. If she had to hire somebody, or if the husband had to hire somebody to do all those things, it would be a lot of money.
Exactly. There's no question about it. It'd be thousands. Stand by. Quick break. 20 after, right back with our new friend, Hollis Calhoun, after these messages. She's the co-author of Women Empowering Themselves, A Financial Survival Guide. Stay with us.
As I was walking down the street one day,
welcome back. A little bit of Chicago bringing us back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I hope you'll check out my website. It's smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. We built it so you could have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Check out all the things you can read, listen to, ask questions, and check out my blog, which we update every day, and, of course, our newsletter. You can subscribe there and check it out, and we'll send it to you on Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Hollis Calhoun is with us. Let me spell her last name, because you're not going to find it on Google by spelling it the way I said it. It's Colquhoun. Sounds like it spells like Colquhoun, right, Hollis? So it's the original Scottish.
A lot of letters in there to mess you up.
There you go. Those crafty Scottish guys over there. Scotland's a beautiful country. Have you been there?
No, actually, I haven't. But I understand there's a Calhoun Castle that exists on the Loch Ness.
Yeah.
So, I'm hoping to visit at one
You'll have
point.
To go. And I'll tell you, it's a beautiful country. The people are beautiful, too. They're wonderful, wonderful, friendly people. I was there a few years ago. Anyway, so Hollis, folks, is a co-author, along with Antoinette Babek, with a K, of Women Empowering Themselves, A Financial Survival Guide. And you work, Hollis, in addition to the book, you work at a nonprofit financial advising organization, right?
I worked for a nonprofit credit counseling agency, yes, for several years.
And you want to give us a website, how we can find you guys, how we can find your book?
It's womenempoweringthemselves.com.
Okay.
You can buy directly on our website.
Good for
it's
you.
It's also available at Amazon.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. We're talking about women and the finances. You know, one of the things that that we've done over the years here, over the last 12 years, Hollis, has been to interview women who went through the 50s and 60s even trying to get credit. I interviewed Lillian Vernon once, and she talked about launching her business and having, you know, having bankers say, bring your husband back with you and bring your, you know, bring your financial your family financial statement and bring your husband with you, honey, if you want to get a loan. You know, we've come along.
I remember her story, yeah.
Yeah, we've, and a number of other women that I've interviewed over the years who've done that throughout the 60s, 70s, 80s, even the 80s, even part of the 90s, that was going on with some women. But the financial industry has come a long way with women. Have women come as far with themselves as the financial industry has to accommodate women?
I don't believe they have, Jim. I think that if they are small business owners, now maybe my experience is skewed a little bit because when I was at the credit counseling agency, a lot of the women who called obviously were in financial difficulty. So
right.
As a proportion of the total women population, I'm not sure how many that really was,
right.
But I'm still finding that if they aren't self-confident about money management or formulating a business plan in the beginning or a financial plan in the beginning, it becomes an emotional issue, and they're afraid. They're afraid to learn about something new if they don't understand the terminology, if
mm-hmm.
they don't know how to start from step one. Then they're afraid about anything having to do with financial plan or
mm-hmm.
money management. Those are scary words. So what I try to do to tell women to get around that is to stop thinking about money management or the term finances emotionally. Just think about it as math, like you are going to set up an equation.
Mm-hmm.
You expect this amount of money coming in, and you have these expenses going out. And the equation should have a positive value at the end. So just think about it as math. And
mm-hmm.
if they don't have any financial education, there are lots of websites or nonprofit credit counseling organizations that can help them try to start to set up their own budget.
Well, let me tell you something, Hollis. What you just described is a problem for men and women. I mean,
yes,
men business owners don't know as much about the financial aspect of their business as they need to know. That's very common. But talk to us in the time we have left. If you were, what was the classic advice that you gave a woman who came to see you who either wanted to learn more about this, about her finances, or who was in trouble and she needed to get help? What were some of the classic things that you told her?
First thing, as I mentioned, think about it as math.
Yeah.
And the second thing is, a woman has to understand that it is crucial for her survival to get financially educated and in control of not only her current finances, but her future financial destiny.
And just like
very
just,
scary.
And just like she wouldn't get married to somebody who had certain issues that she objected to, she shouldn't enter into a relationship and let her being part of the finances even be an option, whether she is or not be an option. She would have to be, right?
She would have to be. I one thing that really drives me is a statistic I just read about, that over 80% of our country's impoverished people is elderly women.
Yeah.
And it's because they are going to be at some point in charge of their own finances, whether it be through divorce, separation, death of a spouse, never
yep.
being married,
yep.
and they don't plan for their financial future, for their
mm-hmm.
retirement.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to be in control before it's at the end, before
that's
they're
a sobering,
off of Social Security.
Sobering statistic. Hollis, you've got more to teach us. Will you come back?
I would love to come back.
Well, how about we'll get you back on again, and we'll talk some more about this. We'll get into some of the nitty-gritty when you come back, too.
Okay, terrific.
Thanks. Hollis Calhoun, ladies and gentlemen. The book is Empowering Women Empowering Themselves, A Financial Survival Guide. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.